Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
You know, we just got done watching the national championship game and saw a lot of people traveling to go to that game, and as well as all the NFL games and all the college bowl games that we got to see this season. But what happened with people traveling in the 1920s to go to football games? It's an interesting subject, and it's one that our friend Timothy P. Brown of footballarchaeology.com is going to deal with us with the travels of Loyola Chicago coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And welcome to Tuesday. It's Football Archaeology Day, and we have Timothy P. Brown from footballarchaeology.com to join us to talk about another one of his tidbits. Tim, welcome back to the Pigpen.
Hey, Darren. Good to see you again. Appreciate you having me on. Always look forward to it. It's good. Happy time every week.
Yeah, this is something that we all look forward to. I know the listeners are, we've got a lot of feedback on it. It's sort of a Tuesday tradition to hear from Mr. Brown on some great football history. And you have a real gem tonight to talk about. You have a tidbit that you put out on November 1st called All Aboard for Loyola Chicago Football.
Yeah, so this is one, you know, I mean, for me, it's kind of a fun item from a couple of different directions. One is just that I have, over the past, 10 years, I've probably owned a couple of these itineraries. So itineraries of like a team taking a trip across the country, and they get this little booklet that tells them you're on this train, you're on that train, da-da-da, your meal's served this time, that time. But then lately, I've kind of come across a couple of these, like this one for Loyola. So it's a 1930, call it a leaflet, for basically advertising a trip that was being organized when Loyola Chicago, they're playing football at the time. They were heading down to play St. Louis U, in St. Louis. And so, this is a time Route 66 existed by then, but, that probably took a pretty fair chunk of time to go by car.
And they probably didn't have like the largest ball of twine or statues of dinosaurs and stuff at that point in time.
Probably not yet. Let's hope they didn't. But so, what happened was two guys who were the captains of the basketball and football teams the previous year, they organized a trip through, whatever the, I think it was Illinois Central, but anyways, one of the, major railroads. So they basically set up a package where you could take rail transportation down there, a night at one of St. Louis's finest hotels, and then a ticket to the game. And then it was a Friday night game, so you'd take off, Friday morning, watch the game, stay overnight Saturday, and then jump on the train, come back on Saturday. So it's just kind of an interesting thing. Like the one guy who was the basketball captain, he would have been in the NBA had it been, 20, 30 years later, because he was, an All-American, he was a stud. But there wasn't much in the way of pro basketball. He played semi-pro and stuff like that. But anyways, and then the guy who was a football captain the previous year was the freshman coach at Loyola. So they put this package together. And, it was like, it cost $10.50, which seems really cheap, but it was, $186 in 2020 dollars. So, you know, you had to lay out some money. But, you know, so they go down and they, you know, they play a game. St. Louis has a brand new stadium, Walsh Stadium, that they opened that year. They'd had, you know, played one or two games there before. St. Louis U was favored. And, you know, that was back in the time when, like, Newt Rockne would make his predictions. So he's, you know, he's playing against these teams, so he's predicting what's happening, you know, across the country. So he predicted St. Louis U to win. And, but sure enough, turns out that Loyola, you know, wins the game. I think they scored a touchdown, you know, fairly early in the first half and then just kind of hung on. But the odd thing then was, so they built a state, they built a stadium in 29, meaning they Loyola. But after the 30 season, they dropped football. So the guys, the fans who took the train down to St. Louis saw Loyola win a game, and then they lost the last two games of the season. So if you were fortunate enough to go to St. Louis, you saw Loyola Chicago's last football win ever, you know, because they were done after that. You know, so anyways, it's just kind of a neat little, you know, side note, but, you know, they were really, I mean, I'm sure there were other schools that dropped football before that, but, you know, they were playing at a reasonable level, you know, kind of a G5 level today, something like that. But, you know, they ended up just dropping it. St. Louis kept playing. They played until the 49 season before they finally dropped it. And then, but the coach, the guy who was St. Louis's coach at the time, he continued on. He ended up, he was GM of the Cleveland Rams when they won the 45 NFL championship. And then they moved out to LA, and he was the guy who signed Kenny Washington, who was the,
oh yeah,
really the first modern, you know, post-World War II African-American player in the NFL. So,
yeah.
So he's, you know, a little bit of, you know, hey, if you win the NFL championship and you're the guy that signed Kenny Washington, well, you made your mark, you know, so.
Yeah. He's got some definite football history there in many aspects. And so that's great, great story. That's, I love these little gems you dig up. These are great. These are great.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, for me, it's interesting just because when my boys were little, they were on a wrestling team. And I mean, they were little. And part of the, we did an annual trip where you jumped on the train, you know, took the train to this other city for a tournament and you stayed there for the weekend. And, you know, but I think that was the last time I was on a train. Maybe I was probably on a train, I'm sure. Yeah, I was in Europe, you know, in Europe, but here in the States, I think that was the last time I was on a train.
So. Yeah, it's well, there's still a lot of travel for it. I know the company I work for, we make components for the trains. We, of course, we have a big locomotive plant here in Erie, formerly GE, now Wabtec owns it. And so a lot of locomotives you see, we build components for that company. So it's train travel is still really big.
Yeah, I wish it was bigger, but you know, maybe if we get some of these high speed things at some point, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, you never know. Could be more economical someday than flying and some of the other forms of transportation. So,
yeah,
good stuff. Well, speaking of these little gems, you have a book out, and I know we've talked about it a couple times, but maybe you could just say a few words about it and where people can get a hold of their hands on one of those copies.
Yeah, so the new book is called Hut Hut Hike. It's a history of football terminology. So it's basically, you know, I just kind of sat down and, brainstormed what I thought were, you know, key football terms. And then, you know, I solicited input from, you know, from a handful of other folks and basically ended up with about 420, terms that I basically went through and identified when that term first arrived in football. So a word like handoff or blitz or, you know, even things as basic as punt, you know, when did those words first come into football? Now some were there from the beginning, you know, straight out of rugby, but others came, you know, all along. And I think the newest one I have is medical tent. So, right. You know, and it's because of the guys down in Alabama that, you know, created those things. And so they're, you know, I've got a picture of their, you know, medical tent in the book. Yeah. And so, you know, there's lots of pictures too. So if, you know, pictures, drawings, you know,
for simple people like me that like the pictures.
Yeah. Well, I love the pictures. But, you know, because sometimes it's just a lot easier to get across a point if you've got a picture to look at, you know. So
that's right. I'm the kind of guy that's saying, hey, all these words are getting in the way of my pictures.
Well, this one, I've tried to cut down on the number of words. So that's not easy for me.
So you made it for just for somebody like me, is what you're saying.
That's right. So, you can be a speed reader and get through this one certainly in a day.
Yeah, so. It's like we said before. You know, this is just a great book. You could basically, you know, open up the book to any page and pick right up at it, and you know, close the book and open up another page, and you'll be learning something. You're not missing something. It's a part of a bigger story, but it's not really connected in a story format like some of the other books. So it's a great reader to do like that. So folks, I think it's really, really good investment to check it out. And I think you'll learn something. You'll have some memories and probably a couple aha moments, just like I did.
Yeah. Maybe win a few bets.
Yeah. Maybe win some trivia at your local watering hole when they have those going on trivia night. So, all right, Tim. And where can folks get it at?
So it's on Amazon. Yeah. So if you're, you know, it's in paperback, it's Kindle. And if you have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, then you have access to it for free. So.
Nice. All right. Called Hut Hut Hike, and make sure you get a copy of it and check it out, because it's some pretty cool stuff. So Tim, we thank you again for joining us here tonight. And you want to maybe give folks an idea where they can get a hold of the tidbits that you have coming out each and every day?
Yeah, just find me at footballarchaeology.com, and you can subscribe there. And then, you know, I post it to Twitter, but, you know, basically if you want to make sure you get it every day, whether you read it every day is no story, but if you want to get it every day, sign up and you get an email essentially at 7 o'clock every night Eastern time, and it'll start your evening the right way.
All right, we could all use a little bit of that. So Tim Brown, footballarchaeology.com, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Darren.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.